Did you know there was once a Dutch soldier who went to Indonesia to crush the rebellions there? But then he switched sides, became a Muslim, and helped kick the Dutch out? You see, in 1940, the Nazis invaded the Netherlands on their way to France, occupying the country for another 5 years. And during this time, a boy by the name of Johannes Cornelius Prinsen was studying in a Catholic seminary to become a priest. As the occupation continued, Prinsen became increasingly resentful towards the Nazis, and at 17 years of age, he decided he was going to do something about it. The idea was that he would try and catch a train to Spain, where he could then make his way over to Gibraltar, which was a British territory, and enlist himself in the British army. That was his plan to fight the Nazis. He managed to make his way down to Maastricht, near the border of Belgium, in 1943, but that's when the Nazis found him. They asked him where he was going and why, but Prinsen wasn't able to come up with an answer that satisfied them, so they convicted him of attempting to aid an enemy, which was true, and he ultimately found himself in the notorious Camp Vught. The prison was famous for its torture and abuse of inmates, many of them being killed in the most savage and inhumane ways. But eventually he was transferred to another prison in Utrecht, where he used to read his favorite book called Pastor Ponke to the other inmates. And thus he was given the name Ponke Prinsen, which he carried for the rest of his life. Ponke continued to be transferred from prison to prison until the Allied forces liberated the region, and in 1945 he was finally freed. Immediately upon release, he joined the Dutch Bureau of National Security, which worked to hunt down Nazi collaborators and war criminals. But what's interesting is that this same government organization was responsible for spying on Indonesians living in the Netherlands who might be against the Dutch rule there. You see, at the same time that the Nazis were occupying the Netherlands was occupying Indonesia. And just as the Nazi occupiers had been kicked out of the Netherlands, the Dutch occupiers that came from the Netherlands were afraid of getting kicked out of Indonesia. And it just so happens that at that same moment, the Indonesian War of Independence had started. And so in 1946, Ponke was sent a conscription letter ordering him to join the ranks of the Dutch army and fight against the Indonesian rebels. Reluctant to join, he fled to France, but when he heard that his mother fell ill, he quickly came back to her aid. When the Dutch police learned of his return, he was arrested and put on a ship departing for Indonesia. And little did he know, this would be the last time he ever saw his home again. When he arrived in Indonesia in 1947, he began to see how the Dutch treated the locals, using violence indiscriminately and treating them as if they were subhuman. A year later, he was allowed to take leave and he spent his time thinking to himself. He later explained that a childhood under Nazi rule and 2 years in German imprisonment had directed his life and made him fight against cruelty. He felt that the Indonesians were in the right and that they should be the ones to decide their own future. He was disgusted with the Dutch killing people that he had admired. It was then that he decided to take the irrevocable step, shape the rest of his life. On September 25th, 1948, Ponke crossed the line of demarcation, entering into rebel-held territory, deserting the Dutch army for good. The Indonesians soon found him, thinking he was a spy. They threw him in prison. A few months later, the Dutch army managed to capture many of the Indonesian leaders. The morale of the Indonesian rebels was at an all-time low, but in response, the Indonesians decided to take a chance and release Ponke and have him enlist in their army. Perhaps seeing one of the enemy soldiers defecting and joining their cause would raise their spirits. Ponke was fully committed to his new cause and fought on the front line against the Dutch army. He quickly became famous amongst the Indonesians and infamous back in the Netherlands. The world couldn't help but make the connection between the Nazis and the Dutch, especially considering Ponke had been involved in fighting both of them. Eventually, the Dutch were pushed back out of Indonesia and forced to retreat, and as they evacuated their soldiers, they strongly requested Indonesia hand over Ponke, as he had been found guilty of treason in absentia and was being prepared for execution. Of course, the Indonesians refused this request, and Ponke was given a bronze star with the words "guerrilla hero" etched onto them, something that would protect him during the political turmoil yet to come. Eventually, Ponke accepted Islam, even making his way to Mecca for Hajj before he died, and he continued his work within the Indonesian government, later being employed in the immigration office and eventually even becoming a member of parliament. But his outspoken criticism of many government policies and his organization of various protests made him a target for repeated arrest and imprisonment over the next few decades. He became known as a human rights activist and a political reformer around the world, yet he was still banned from ever going back to the Netherlands. And when he died in 2002, the nation of Indonesia mourned his loss. A man who spent his life in the cause of doing what's right, even when he knew it could get him killed. Like it follow for more Muslim facts.